Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ilana Flamenhoft, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Yamim Bet, Perek Bet. This chapter opens with the request for help, which Shlomo addressed to Churam Melech Tzor, Churam, the king of Tyre. Chapter 5 in Melachim describes a similar request. There are a lot of differences between the accounts. We will analyze those differences, and it will hopefully help us better understand each Sefer and its goal. It is worth mentioning that in Melachim, the king is called Churam, not Churam, but there is no exegetical significance to this. Let us begin with verses 2 and 3 in our Sefer. Vayishlach Shlomo el Churam melech Tzor lemor. Kasher asita im David avi, vatishlach lo arazim livnot lo bayit lashevet bo. Shlomo sent to Churam, the king of Tyre, saying, just as you did with David my father, and you sent him cedar trees to build a house for him to dwell in, hine ani boneh bayit, l'shem Hashem Elokai, l'hakdish lo, l'haktir lefanav ktoret samim, u'marechet tamid ve'olot laboker ve'la'erev, l'shabbatot, v'lachod Hashem, l'moedei Hashem Elokeinu, l'olam zot al Yisrael. Here I am coming to build a house in the name of Hashem my God, to set it aside for him, so that incense may be burned before him, and a constant ordering of burnt offerings can be established in the mornings and the evenings, on the Sabbaths, on the beginning of each month, on the holidays of Hashem our God, because this will always be required of us. Then Shlomo continues in Psukim Zalad and Hay, verses 4 and 5. Habayit asher ani boneh gadol, ki gadol Elokeinu mikol ha'elokim. The house that I am building will be imposing, because our God is greater than all other gods. Umi ya'atzar koach, livnot lo bayit. Ki ha-shamayim, u-shmei ha-shamayim, lo yichal kuluhu, u-mi ani, asher avne lo bayit, ki im lahaktir lefanav. Who is capable of building him this house? Because the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain him. And who am I to build this house, if only to bring incense before him? We will immediately notice a difference when we look at the account in Melachim. It begins in Perek Hei, Pasuk Tevav, chapter 5, verse 15. Vayishlach Churam melech Tzor et avadav el Shlomo, ki shama ki ato mashchol lemelech tachet avihu, ki ohev haya Churam leDavid kol hayamim. Churam, the king of Tyre, sent his servants to Shlomo, because he heard that he had been anointed as king in succession of his father, and Churam loved David his whole life. In the Melachim account, Churam began the exchange. This is a very big difference. The initiative is Shlomo's in Divrei Hayamim. We will need to understand this omission. But first, let's continue with Shlomo's response to this outreach from Churam in Melachim. Vayishlach Shlomo el Churam lemor. Shlomo sent to Churam the following message. Ata yadata et David avi, ki lo yachol livnot bayit l'shem Hashem Elokav, v'pnei ha-melchama asher svavuhu, at heit Hashem otam tachat kapot raglai. You knew David, my father, was not able to build a house in the name of Hashem his God because of all the wars that surrounded him until Hashem would subdue all of our enemies under the soles of my feet. Ve'ata, hiniach Hashem Elokai li misaviv, ein satan, ve'ein pegara, and now God has granted me rest on all sides. We have no adversaries and no misfortunes. Hinini omer livno bayit l'shem Hashem Elokai, kasher diber Hashem el David avi, lemor bincha asher eten tachat tachtecha al kisecha, hu yivne bayit l'shmi. And here I am coming to build a house in the name of Hashem my God, as Hashem told David my father. The son that I will place on the throne after you will build a house in my name. In Melachim, Shlomo prefaces his request with a short historical survey, detailing God's request to let David build a temple and his promise that David's son would have this privilege. This is followed by a brief request for help in the form of permission to cut cedar from Lebanon, an offer to have Shlomo's servants cooperate with Hiram's workers, and an offer to pay for Hiram's workforce. How are we to understand these differences? In Divrei HaYamim, Shlomo's message is very different. The historical background is missing, and instead, he mentions the cedars that Hiram sent to help David build his palace. He leaves out how David wanted to build it. Maybe the apparent discrepancies can be explained on the basis of different perspectives which the two books have of the same incident. Melachim told the story from the point of view of the monarchy, David as king. His desire to build the Beit HaMikdash is referenced in that account and how his son is going to be fulfilling it. Divrei HaYamim, however, places the initiative with Shlomo, and this fits with the idea of how the Davidic dynasty and the Beit HaMikdash are intertwined. The people that Ezra is writing for can be reassured that Zerubbabel ben Shealtiel as a direct descendant of David and Shlomo is predisposed and prepared to build the second Beit HaMikdash. But how are we to understand Shlomo's request for help from Hiram? It was a huge undertaking, and he needed the help for sure, but should he have tried to get all of the required resources from the Jews themselves? The Sforno, in Parsha Pekudei, at the end of Sefer Shmos, the book of Exodus, where the Torah records a detailed list of the contributions to the Mishkan tabernacle, believes it was not a good idea. He wrote, Aval Mikdash Shlomo, Shehayu Osei HaMelacha Bo Mitzur, Afal Pi, Shesharta Bo Shchina, Nifsidu Chalakav. But the temple of Shlomo, where the workers were from Tyre, even though God's presence dwelled in it, parts of it were lost. Of all the sanctuaries erected by Israel, only Moshe's Mishkan, tabernacle, never fell into non-Jewish hands. And that was because only Jews were involved in the construction. The Sforno further points out that even when the first temple was destroyed, none of the vessels from the Mishkan that were in the temple are listed among those that Babel, Babylonia, shattered or took away with them. But maybe there is another way to look at this. When Shlomo completed the Beis HaMikdash, he blessed the congregation and said, L'ma'an dat kol amei ha'aretz ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od, so that all the nations of the world should know that Hashem is God and there are no others. Maybe Shlomo thought this was the next step toward the Messianic era. Perhaps B'nai Israel's enemies could be changed from a passive non-enemy toward Israel into active participation to bring the Shechina, divine presence, to rest among all men. And who better than Hiram, the king of Tyre? In rabbinic thought, Tyre is considered part of Edom. And let's take a look back at the beginning. When Rivka was pregnant with the twins, Yaakov and Esav, she was suffering great pains and inquired of God what the future held. She was told, Ul'om mil'om yamatz, the might shall pass from one regime to the other. Rashi explains that it means that the two of them will never be mighty simultaneously. When one regime falls, the other will arise. So history is a constant balancing act between the brothers. When the Jews keep the Torah and walk in God's ways, we will be ascendant. Hiram showed his readiness to bow before David when he offered him cedar trees to build his palace. That's why Shlomo mentions it here in Divrei HaYamim. Perhaps if he could be coaxed into a partnership in building the temple, this could be the beginning of bringing Mashiach. This motivates a lot of Shlomo's ventures, and that we will see in future prakim, in future chapters. So now we understand The way Divrei Hayamim told the narrative, retold the narrative from Malachim, it was emphasizing Shlomo's desire to build the Beis HaMikdash and start the Messianic era. We're always supposed to believe in the coming of Mashiach, but somehow, nowadays, it really feels like maybe he's coming soon. So the question for each of us is, what are we doing to bring him closer? This shiur is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bat Gedalyahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shiva Sion left an indelible mark on her many students.